listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. What's going on, people? Boy, oh boy, do we have a high-vibing show for you. Wow, it is such a blessing to once again be in the presence of Josh, the one and only J Money Pyro. How you doing, brother?
I feel great. Thank you so much for having me on the show again today, David.
Of course, man. The one and only, co-host. How it goes. We're rolling around, positively rolling around, spreading good vibrations from the east to the west, from the north to the south, from the up to the down. And we're feeling good. What's going on, guys? If you don't already know this, you've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. If you want to call in live, talk to us on the show, you could do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. If you want to email me live on the air, you can do that too. Believe it or not, Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, Dave's, that's me. D-A-V-E-S, no apostrophe, Vibration Station at gmail.com. Now, if you really, really want to get a hold of Josh, what you can do is you can email Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com and just start writing a bunch of really wonderful things about Josh.
I can take negative things too, David.
About how beautiful he is, how muscular he is, how handsome he is. Wow. The listeners are going to be like, Dave, you've had a sudden change of heart. And I will say, no. It's Josh that changes your heart. Well, here's the point. Speak about changing hearts. We're going to be talking about a very sensitive subject today. That is love.
Love.
But not just the any old love. You know, you're like, oh, great, you guys are going to be talking about love. No. We're going to be talking about losing yourself in sight of love. What do we mean? Well, what we mean is you meet a girl, all of a sudden you're head over heels, vice versa. Girl meets a guy, she's head over heels. Wow. All of a sudden you start doing things, you find yourself doing things that you never would have done before. Sometimes things for the better, But today what we're going to be talking about is sometimes things for the worse. How do we know that we are not losing sight of ourselves because of somebody else? Now, this is a very important topic. This is a very real thing because we deal with it on a daily basis. Most of the time, if you're not in a situation, obviously not everybody is in a situation where they're head over heels and they will do absolutely anything and lose themselves, lose sight of who they are for somebody else. We're not saying that everyone's like that, but it is such a common theme. So many of my friends have experienced it. A few are experiencing it right now. This is why we're talking about it. And not only that, but if you listen to a lot of the media, just a lot of what's going on, you know, it's all about people will do something for somebody else, just like they couldn't manage, you know? It's like, you're doing it enough for somebody else, just like you really could manage. Yeah, we got, it's in a song, whatever. The point is, we're going to be talking about today the pros and cons, right? About losing, well, not the, yeah. The pros and cons about, you know, giving yourself up to somebody else, but also how to watch out for losing sight of who you are. Josh.
Oh, yeah. I got some stuff to say about this.
I would love to hear this. Josh is... an extremely humble individual.
Too humble.
No, very, very, very humble individual. I'm the humblest guy I know. I'm just kidding. You get it? You get it? It's... never mind. Josh is extremely humble, extremely wonderful, and a great, great man. I've met many, many lucky women that have had the pleasure of being... Josh's lady friends. And it's easy to do. Josh, you want to talk to us about some of your stories in the past, experiences that you've had maybe regarding the subject?
Let's
check it out.
I want to be honest to all the radio listeners out there. I want to be as honest as I can because I think that's what makes talk radio. Am I right, David?
First things first, we are here to help. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We're here to raise the vibration of the people.
That's
of
right.
The collective. So
that's right.
Being honest with them, sharing your stories aids and assists because that allows for other people that are in the exact same situation that you once were in, right?
Definitely.
Feel that. But
so, yeah.
No, go on.
No, okay. All right. I'm going to tell you guys a flaw, a huge flaw that I have.
It's not you.
Is
you,
it not?
No. Josh, you don't... It's not... Okay, sorry, go on. No, I don't want you thinking that, like... No, because you're...
Okay, how about a reaction?
You don't have flaws.
A reaction.
Josh is flawless. If only you knew this man. You're a great guy. Go on.
Anyway, I'm just going to call it a flaw for right now. We'll talk about that
call
later.
Call it what you will. individual.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm a guy, right? 20 years old, living in
most
LA.
Most of the time a guy.
Most of the time a guy.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes your vagina sticks out. just kidding. I'm messing with you. Go on.
So I meet a girl.
Okay.
I like the girl. She likes me back.
Nice.
We go on a few dates. This is a typical thing for me whenever I meet a new girl. I'm already stuttering because I'm already nervous talking about the subject.
I'm just messing with you. I'm messing with you,
Josh. There you go.
What a guy.
So I take her out.
Okay.
Everything goes well.
Nice.
You know, a few dates later.
Lucky girl.
We text a lot. We talk a lot. Yada, yada, yada. Long
story.
She's into it. Yeah,
she's
into it. Then the flaking starts.
The flaking.
But I know she's a busy girl.
Right.
I know she's a busy girl. And here's how I know that she's interested. She always reschedules.
Right.
Even if she cuts out a date, you know, bails on a date. She says, all right, you know what? We're going to go Tuesday.
There you go.
Here's a little hint. If a girl right away wants to reschedule, she's interested. You're in the clear.
Absolutely.
But it's not about that I become worried about, David. Right. It's something else.
So let's hear. What's going on?
Okay. So she reschedules. The problem with me is that I overthink things.
Right.
Most
guys do.
Yeah, I overthink things.
Especially when it's with a new girl.
Exactly.
Sorry to interrupt.
Exactly. Yeah. It's I overthink things for the worst.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
If she's out with her friends, Most of them are guys. I know what, you know, that causes a little bit of a discomfort.
Of course.
But I just, you know, I sometimes feel just this weird, like, pinching in my mind that something weird is going on. I don't know what.
Mm.
I know that she's interested in me. I know that I'm interested in her.
Right.
But sometimes I want to overthink things like, oh, shit, maybe she's not interested in me anymore, even though I know she is.
Right.
And I get all these negative thoughts in my mind.
So you start kind of losing sight of yourself.
I start losing sight of myself, and I... Honestly, I don't sleep well.
Right.
If I think like this, if I overthink the bad things,
of course,
I don't sleep.
Totally.
I talk to myself like an idiot. My neighbors probably hear me thinking that I'm talking to some freaking ghost or whatever, and I am just losing my mind. This is how people lose their minds.
Totally.
And I have a huge problem controlling that. I will admit it.
I have
a huge problem controlling that.
Now, I feel like This is definitely an aspect that I have experienced growing up, you know, through puberty and through just, you know, learning and meeting different girls and growing and, you know, finding what you like and what you don't like. And do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that a lot of it has to do with having a... 'Cause, dude, I totally resonate. I totally know what you mean. And I think that a lot of guys out there are resonating as well. First things first, my personal opinion is I feel like that has a lot to do with your ability to be comfortable and happy regardless of who is surrounding you or what your situation is outside of your inner being. What I mean by that is, if you, let's see. See, I'm working on a very similar thing in my life too. I'm trying to figure out the things that like don't serve me and that serve me and the insecurities that get behind me that like make me react and make me act and react in ways that when I look back, I'm like, shit, why did I do that? You know what I'm saying? So the point that I'm getting at, J Money Pyro, is we need to make our happiness unconditional. We cannot make our happiness conditional. Meaning, we can't be happy if this girl texts back. Like, I'm only going to be satisfied if this girl texts back. I'm only going to be at peace with myself if this girl texts me back, if this girl calls me, if this girl wants to go out, if this girl likes me. Why? Because she's so great. She's so awesome. She's so beautiful.
Yeah, that's the exact issue that I'm having.
I don't
have unconditional love. I have conditional love. Okay, only under circumstances if, you know, she texts me, I get the butterflies and all that shit. You know, I'm excited, I'm pumped up.
I feel
that. If she doesn't text back, I feel down, you know,
dude,
I feel disappointed.
So there you go. We right there have pinpointed that your happiness is conditional, right?
Yeah.
The happiness, and when I say Josh is being the freaking trooper right here. Because Josh is putting something that's actually like, very like serious that
it's
a
serious.
Lot of guys have been through.
I'm 100% honest,
dude.
Here, man.
This is
a serious
this,
topic.
I really feel this, man, and everybody needs to give a little bit of appreciation to J Money over here for putting his heart on the line for us to explore more of ourselves, right?
Right.
Totally.
Right.
So the idea here is that like we can't make our happiness, like I just said, conditional. We need to know that. Regardless of what's going on outside of us, regardless of whether the girl is texting us back or we don't have enough money or we don't have the job we want or what, okay. Regardless of any of this, first of all, we take full responsibility for everything we are experiencing as a product of a vibration that we are offering.
Yeah.
Number one, everything is a product of us. Everything in our reality we have created, we have vibrationally agreed to. So
yeah.
We need to know that. Any emotion that we're feeling. Number one. So if there's something in your reality that you don't like, something that is throwing you off, for example, not being able to sleep well because thinking about a girl, right? Or not being able to sleep well because you can't pay your rent, or not being able to sleep well because you hate your job, or whatever. You've created it. You've agreed to it. Let's get that out of the way. Responsibility is the number one road to success. Responsibility is the number one road to success. Because if you take full responsibility for everything in your reality, then you can take full responsibility for shaping it in any way in which you please.
Exactly. Yeah, I have to agree with David on that. But regarding relationships, what I think the main problem with guys are is that they feel the need to have a girlfriend. And therefore, they overprocess their thoughts.
Some guys definitely.
I'm one of those guys, David. Yeah. I'm one of those guys. I feel like I need to have a girl in my life. Mm. I feel like I can't live without having a girl in my life.
Right.
So I have that thought going in through my mind, and I'm like, I'm violently searching
totally
for a girl in my life.
Right there.
Yeah.
Number one. First things first.
Yeah.
So many dudes feel that way. So many dudes are on that same page.
Right.
I know that. I've talked to people like, there's a bit of an emptiness. There's like a bit of there's like something that is unfilled if you don't have somebody that is giving you love, or somebody like a girl, but not just like your parents, not just like, oh, like, love you, Joshy.
That's unconditional love.
Right, of course. We're talking compassion. We're talking like you want constantly to have that feeling of like a woman that really cares about you unconditionally. You want a woman to love you like your mother loves you, but with more compassion.
I mean, there's a huge difference between I love you and I'm in love with you.
Yes.
Huge difference.
Yes. Okay, so. So what we're finding here is that a lot of guys don't feel fully comfortable if they don't have a woman like that in their life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what we do is we search. We constantly look. And then if we think something sounds good, we jump at it.
Exactly.
And then if it doesn't work out, we crash and burn.
There you go.
Right? So here's the thing. Here's how we can for those guys out there that are experiencing this.
I'm one of those guys, so.
I feel like here's a possible solution, possible maybe taking the first steps to a solution.
Okay.
Right?
I'm listening.
Is understanding first things first that you were born with you. You were born complete, whole, and perfect. Right? You know what I'm saying? You were born with the love of your mother and father. We all were. Right? Even if a single mother, single father, do you know?
Right.
There's love. There's always love. There's always compassion. There's always someone to hug you, right? And if there's not, then there used to be and there will be. If that's what you want. If you want the love, it will always be there. Truly. For everyone out there. Always. If you want the love, it will always be there.
That just tells you how powerful the brain is, David.
Oh, of course. Oh, we create everything. Totally. So the point is we need to understand that we are born to feel good. We are naturally born. Our natural state of being is ecstatic, is happy, joyous, excited.
No.
We can't use the things that we don't have as a catalyst for who we are. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we can't use the fact that right now at this moment in time there's not a girl, there's not a woman that is head over heels in love with me, that's sleeping with me every night, that just, you know what I'm saying, at this moment right now I don't have that, and I am okay with that, because if I would allow it into my life, I would already have it.
The thing is that I am allowing it.
But you said that you're forcing. You said that you are. What was the word earlier? You were like, it started with an F.
I know a lot of words that start with an F.
No. You were like, you were furious to get.
I was violently searching because I felt the need to have a girl in my life,
dude.
You know, I love that feeling. I had it. I had a girlfriend. I loved it. Now it's time to move on.
Totally.
You know, I want another girlfriend. And my major problem is thinking that I have to have one.
Right.
And I understand that, you know, talking to David, talking to other guys that have girlfriends, most of them say that it just happened.
It just happens.
Naturally.
It totally just happens naturally.
Naturally.
It's like an absolutely naturally occurring thing, because you can't be violently searching. Then there's so much. The vibration there, the energy that you're creating when you're violently searching, is you violently don't have it. Violently searching means you violently are in absence of it.
Yeah.
So when you offer that vibration of violently searching, or like, I need this to feel good.
Right.
It's not going to come. Because you keep reinforcing that you don't have it.
Exactly.
Reinforcing, I don't have it. Reinforcing, I want this. Reinforcing, I don't have this.
Yeah.
Reinforcing, I wish I had this.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is understand that we need to be happy before it comes. And then it will come. We need to be ecstatic. See, in the car on the way over here, I said to Josh randomly, I was like, I'm so freaking excited.
Yes, he did. He was actually screaming out the window.
I'm so excited, Josh. I was like, I'm so excited, Josh.
And I asked him why.
He's like, why? I'm like, dude, why not? I was like, everything. And it's true. If you could just have these true moments of bliss, of passion, for just real excitement for the things that you know are coming, you need to be excited in anticipation of what's coming.
Right.
Not only happy until it's in front of me. What do you think puts it in front of you? You do, mother. I'm just kidding. Mother, father, you do.
You know,
brother,
what?
Sister.
You know what I'm really interested?
What's
it would
that?
Be awesome if we got a female's perspective on this. If a female out there is listening.
That would be awesome.
Give
you
David
give
a,
us
call.
A call.
What's the number, David? It's
323-203-0815. Yeah. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Absolutely. That would be an interesting perspective.
Yeah, call in and
see what you think.
If you're
a female and you feel like calling in, you feel like voicing your word, don't be shy, girl.
Guys, call in too. We all share the same issues, man. We're all brothers over here.
We are brothers. So, seriously, guys, if you're resonating, you can call in live. You can email live. You can email not live. You can email me on Saturday night, boy. Before the show on Sunday and say, hey, Dave, I'm real looking forward to your show. Whatever. So the point is that we need to learn to make our happiness unconditional.
Now, is it a form of self-control, David?
Of course it's a form of self-control. It's
okay.
A form of thought control.
Thought control.
It's thought control. We no longer are responsible for what we say. Right? You know the golden rule? You know the golden rule. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Right.
Remember that? No, that's not the golden rule. Do unto others as you want done to you. That's the golden rule. That's not the rule I'm talking about. The one that I'm talking about is, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
Right.
Right? And the golden rule. You know what? This applies. This applies for both. You know what? Yeah. Do unto others as you want done to you. Guess what? Think unto others as you want thought unto you. Right? Think. Seriously. That's true.
Okay.
And what's the... Okay. If you don't have something nice to think...
Right.
Don't think it at all.
Okay.
Change your thought. We are no longer responsible for the words that we say and the actions that we do. We are now responsible for the thoughts that we think. Because we, in this new age, have taken a new form of responsibility. A responsibility of being an infinite creator in an infinite universe.
Now, here's a problem, David.
What's the problem?
I sense a little thing going on here. Some guys, including myself,
all right,
have a huge problem just, you know, flipping the switch and thinking a different way.
Totally.
There has to be some reassurance, some motivation, something to push and support our ideas, something to make us change our minds. Because I can't just wake up one morning and be like, I'm going to be happy no matter what.
Why not?
I just feel like I have to be reassured. I have to have support.
You need reassurance for your happiness?
Yes.
Why? Why can't you just be happy? So if you don't, so my question is, If you don't have reassurance, okay, let's say everything was blank. Let's say everything ever in the history of the universe was neutral and it was just you.
Okay.
Nothing ever mattered. It's only you.
All right.
How do you prefer to feel?
If I was in a blank world.
You're in a blank world. It's only you that exists. There's no cars, there's no girls, there's no nothing. It's you.
Okay.
All right. So my point here is the only thing that ever matters in the entire universe is how do you feel? If nothing else exists outside of you, the only thing that exists is inside of you. What's the most important thing?
I would try to be happy, but then if I was by myself in a world like that, I'd just become really, really depressed, even though I know I should be happy.
So here we go. Why would you be depressed?
Because there's no one to share experience with me. There's no one to talk to. There's no one.
I understand that. But thankfully, in this world, there is. So now that there is someone to talk to, and now that you do know that if you were in a blank universe, you prefer to be happy over any other emotion. Now I'm using Josh, and Josh is amazing. Josh is being the best because Josh is a metaphor for what exactly we are talking about. Josh is a metaphor for the collective, right? Because that's the whole thing that I'm trying to get across to the people, you know? Is that like we can't be like we need reassurance for our happiness. No. Why do we need reassurance for our happiness? Why do I need to be reassured by an outside source that I am happy?
I'll tell you why.
Okay. I'm curious.
Doubt.
Doubt in what?
Doubt that happiness can fade.
Why? But who controls the happiness?
Our brains do.
You do.
We do. But the thing is, not all of us think that, you know, unconditional happiness can always exist. Some of us need a backup plan. Some of us need support.
But that's what I'm saying, though, is we're trying to get the people to let their support go and know that if they just believed in unconditional happiness, then anything they've ever wanted, needed, or desired will flow flawlessly into their laps when they don't need it, when they realize that it's not that that makes them happy. Because the fact of saying, and my whole point, here's my whole point, and this is for everyone, man. This is just like we're digging, we are getting raw and deep into like the intellectual like the way to think about life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now I'm not saying like no one is wrong or right here. These are just two different perspectives, and Josh is absolutely right. He totally is. And I feel like I'm absolutely right.
Yeah.
Right? So there is no right or wrong. It is just perspective. I'm just talking about which one's nicer, which one's more forgiving.
David's definitely has...
No, because here's the thing, though, right?
Right.
For me to just say all this stuff, there's no proof. Nobody could ever say, okay, Dave, if you're actually going to tell me that if I just get excited about the thoughts, I'm not excited about the car itself. No. I'm excited about the thoughts. I'm excited about the feelings. I'm excited about thinking about what it feels like to be in the car. I don't need the car to be happy. All I need is my imagination to bring me the happiness. But you know what? I would definitely like the point of attraction to manifest in physical reality. But I know that that is not, for example, I am not going to obtain the car, and the car is a metaphor for anything, right? The car is a metaphor for anything that we want. I'm not going to obtain the car by being unhappy until the car gets in my lap.
Right.
I'm going to obtain the car once I'm completely unconditionally happy with anything in my life.
Yeah.
So that the car can flow flawlessly without any problems, right? So that's the point. But back to the point of the women, right, and girls, because it's hard, see, with girls, also, it's hard to just be like, just be happy, just this girl that you're seeing that, like, you know, you're putting your heart into and, like, you're caring about so much, like, just don't think about it, and just be happy and it'll all work out. It's so hard to do that.
I can't even imagine that, David. I honestly...
Like, how are you supposed to do that?
I have no idea.
Do you know what I mean?
I have no idea.
I'm honestly clueless. I am so terrified. You know, I'm comfortable talking to a girl, David.
Totally. Oh, of course.
I used to be very shy, but now I'm like, boom, 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 boom. Conversation here and there.
Totally.
Now, if we get, you know, we start, you know, getting dates.
Totally.
You know, we're very interested in each other. These negative thoughts, they just sneak into my mind like a freaking parasite, David.
Now, that's you, brother. That's you.
I don't know why. Where is that negativity coming from? I don't know. I don't know why.
It's doubt, bro.
But where is this doubt coming from? That's such a huge issue I'm having.
Then maybe what you need to do is do some self-searching. Do some soul-searching. If you understand, because here's the thing, bro.
Okay.
And here's the thing that everybody needs to understand.
Right.
That anything they feel has a root.
Right.
Any emotion, anywhere, we are a garden. We are a beautiful garden of infinite potential.
Okay.
And each emotion that we feel is like rooted in us. You know what I mean? It's definitely like a root. So like
we're like a Zen garden, the sand and the rake, right?
Totally, bro.
Right. Yeah.
There you go. With some flowers though. We need some flowers in there.
Okay.
You know, some some bonsai trees, some, you know. So the point is the best thing to do, because everybody has this doubt. Everybody has this doubt, right?
Yeah.
Dude, still to this day, I have doubt when I like question myself on things that I want to create for myself. That, you know, I'll be like, oh, but, and then I'll be like, no, stop, can't go there, can't do that. Because thoughts are things. See, we are responsible for what we think, because our thoughts are things.
Can I add something, David?
Please do.
The reason why I think us guys, or girls, in general have doubt, is that we have expectations, David. If we look at a couple, we look at them smiling, kissing, having a great time, holding hands, all that jazz.
Right.
You feel the need that you want that too, but you're not sure if you can get it up to that level.
Mm.
It's these expectations that create doubt. It's these expectations that create that negativity. Why do we have these expectations, David? It's because we look at other people and we want to be like them.
Mm.
Why do we want to be like them? Because we see happiness in their eyes. We see happiness in how they act towards each other. We see happiness in everything that they do because they're with somebody else. And we feel as human beings that in order to have that happiness, we need to have somebody in our lives to share that happiness with.
Totally. Absolutely. I agree. I totally agree. But I feel like we cannot make our happiness conditional just because, like, you see somebody walking down the street holding hands, kissing. Like, you can't get down on yourself because you don't have that. Because then that vibration is just reassuring the fact that you don't have that. You need to look at that and see that as an opportunity. Be like, you know what? I've created that in my reality. I've attracted that, right? I've attracted this couple here. I've attracted what I'm seeing. So this, first of all, we are all just projections of each other, truly. So that is a projection of you in and of itself, number one. Number two, instead of looking at that and being like, they have that, I don't.
Right.
No, 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 no. That's offering the vibration of pity, right? Like, woe is me. No, 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 no. And it's not conscious, right? You're not trying to do it. But like, it's hard not to when you constantly are reassuring yourself that this is something that these people have and I don't, and I don't know if I'm worthy, and you're so worthy.
I don't know if I'm worthy. That's what it is. That's where that doubt comes from. I don't know if I'm worthy.
Why? You are everybody. You are an amazing, everybody is worthy of love. Every single human being on this planet, every single molecule in this universe is worthy of love. Love.
Yeah. Yeah, but who do we share that love with? We need to, I think us, you know, being human beings, we need to share this love with somebody.
Of course.
We need to be in love, to have this love, to share this emotional and unconditional stuff, you know?
Of course. Of course. Of course. But the only way, I'm saying, the only way that we are going to attract true love,
right,
is if we are happy before that person comes into our lives. Because true love
is when both people are happy in their highest excitements vibrating together.
Do you think love is like a drug, David?
Of course, dude. Love changes your... It's, well, let's put it this way. When you look at an attractive girl...
Right.
You will go out of your way. You will do something that you normally wouldn't do sober. Right?
Right.
For example, like, you know, maybe you would try to be cool. Maybe you'd go out of your way to, like, you know, try to be cool. Like, take your shirt off. Or, like, do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, do something to, like, get her attention. Do you know?
Yeah.
Do something out of your way. So, go on.
So I was thinking, you know, just like a typical drug, love is also this kind of drug. Some people feel like, well, actually all people feel like they cannot live without something.
Of course.
There's always something in your life that you cannot live without. It's our dependence.
Right.
We, as humans, we're not independent. We're always dependent on something to survive. We're dependent on food,
absolutely,
dependent on water,
totally,
oxygen. But emotionally, mentally, we are
true,
so dependent on love. We are so dependent on finding love that if we don't find it, our minds will just do a major backflip and just say, we're going to be depressed until we find this love.
Totally. Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
But that's the problem, though. That's the thing.
But the whole point is, no. You're absolutely right. And you are speaking, Josh, for millions and millions and millions and millions of dudes and girls. You're speaking for millions of people right now. Do you know? You are. Think about it. Think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You like think about like the like how many millions of people have experienced exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
So, what the point that I'm trying to get to these millions of people,
uh-huh,
is that it's never going to come if you keep reassuring yourself that it's not there. So you say, well, then, Dave, how am I supposed to assure myself of something that's there that's not there? How am I supposed to say? So this is, in a nutshell, this is what I'm saying. It's only going to come once you are happy unconditionally with your situation now. And if it does come before that, it's going to be out of alignment. It's not going to be in full alignment. Because full alignment is pure bliss, excitement, being in your high self. High self does not have doubt. Highest self does not have worry. Highest self does not make happiness conditional upon other people. Highest self does not make, you know, emotional dependency only if we have the higher self understands that there is always anything that I ever want, and higher self understands that I can create the perfect mate, but before I create the perfect mate, I need to create the perfect me. Before I can attract something that I want, I need to attract the me that can attract that, right? I need to be the me that can allow for that girl, that perfect woman to flow in.
Yeah, yeah. I even have a little bit of an analogy of what
Let's hear it.
Looking for love is. Dudes especially, listen up. This is pretty much how we as dudes are feeling.
Yeah.
We're in a cave. It's getting filled up with water. There's no way out. We see a little bit of light. We try to swim towards the light. That light symbolizes love, happiness, right? Love and happiness.
Right.
But we keep swimming, and that light just keeps moving farther and farther away. But we're trying to get to it. We just can't get to it. So how do we get to that light, David? How do we... I know you're thinking that you know, we should all just be happy and unconditional, but there's just that something. I don't know how to explain it. It's just this feeling that this doubt is just so overwhelming.
Maybe there is something. Everybody has their reasons.
Right.
I totally know what you're saying. I was totally there.
Okay.
I realized that doubt is an out of alignment emotion. Doubt is just lack of light. Doubt.
It is.
So listen, I ask myself, you keep reinforcing, we keep saying like, I have this doubt, I don't know how to get it out, blah, blah, blah. And I understand that. Find out, first of all, how does this doubt serve me? Obviously, it's serving me some way because I'm holding on to it.
Right, right. This is such a... Guys, honestly, this is a real sensitive subject. This is like a real deep conversation, you know?
Super deep
conversation. I'm honestly... I'm talking out of my heart right now. This is how I feel. This is how David feels.
Totally.
We are going through, like, hard times, you know? Sometimes, you know, you're in a relationship, you break up, and then you want that feeling of being in a relationship again. You want to be in love. You want to have someone to pay... go out to dinner with, pay. Yeah, right. I don't want a prostitute, but you know, you want you want somebody to care for. You want somebody to be there for you. You know, you have your mom, you have your dad, sister, cousin, brother, whatever. But you want somebody outside of that family circle. You want that love. You want to be in love. You want that passion. You want that compassion. You want it all. You want it all.
Totally.
And that's what motivates us to live another day. We want to fight to get that love. We want to fight for that passion, for that compassion. We want it all.
Totally. Wow. That was good, Josh.
Thank you. I got a little bit excited there.
That was money, man. That was money.
Oh, man. I just had to let that out, guys.
Wow.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow,
yeah, I was like an animal inside. Roar. That burst out of me like that, like an alien. Roar.
That was a money shot right there. Wow. That was beautiful, Josh. That was beautiful. You know, love is the reason why we wake up in the morning.
Love is. Love is. Every day I'm thinking, I'm going to find my girl.
Yes.
I'm going to find my soulmate. I'm going to find her, and I'm never going to stop being with her.
There you go.
I don't want to get married yet, though.
That's not what I'm saying.
But I want to have that feeling of, you know, sharing my love.
And here's the thing. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to not find the person that you're going to be with for the rest of your life.
No, yeah, yeah. It's okay, totally fine.
It's okay.
Definitely.
To walk into a relationship with the understanding of, you know, I really care about you. You really care about me. There's
totally.
A phenomenal potential here. But,
oh, yeah.
But there's nothing that's saying, you know, I have to be with this person forever. Dude, every day at a time, you take every day at a time, people are constantly vibrating differently. People are constantly changing. You know what I'm saying? If you guys are vibing and everything is good and there's a happy, healthy, loving, inspiring, influential relationship, then, you know, ride it out for as long as you have a smile on your face. Maybe it'll be forever. Maybe it'll be for another week. You never know.
Honestly, when you have that anxiety, when you have that feel of doubt, close your eyes. Meditate. David, you know why David is so optimistic every single time I see him 24/7? You know why? Because he meditates. He has that time in his day. Even though you don't have the time, you make that time. You close your eyes. You just relax. You find that... What's that word, David? You find that peace? It's not peace, but you find that...
Center.
That equilibrium.
No, that's a good word.
Equilibrium.
It's
you
a
find
good word.
The equilibrium.
Totally.
And it just, guys, meditate.
Well, here's the thing. It's not about just like sitting down and meditating.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you setting your intention on?
What is your intention
on? It's all about.
Yes.
See, we need to just remember, we need to be constantly, and thank you, Josh, that's very sweet of you. That's very kind of you. That's too sweet of you. You're a beautiful person. The thing is, we need to understand that we are vibrational beings. We are vibrational beings in a vibrational world. Everything physical is just a point of attraction. It is a pinpointed point of attraction that has had focused thought and focused intention to create it.
Right.
The only difference between a thought and something physical in reality...
Right.
is the amount of energy that was put into it.
Right.
That's what something physical is.
Yeah.
That's what something physical is that it has manifested so much energy and so much so much specific energy, right? So much concentrated energy on one thing that it tips over. It literally tips over from an energetic world, from being in the energetics, from being in the vibrational grid, it tips from an energetic grid into the physical, into manifesting into the physical. That's all a manifestation is. right? And we know this because if we listen to Abraham Hicks, there's a lot of information, a lot of wonderful information that is disclosed about how creations come about the actual physics behind creation, behind thought and its place in the world, right? So we just, the whole point of today, right, is not losing sight of yourself.
Yeah, guys, don't.
Because of somebody else.
Definitely, David, you are so right, guys. You see that tunnel? This is part of the American dream, guys. The dream in general. Your dream should be find that light, find that happiness. Do what it takes to find that happiness, because that should be everybody's goal, right, David?
Well, yeah, of course. Do what it takes to find the happiness, but the happiness is always in you. Just turn around and be happy. Just look in the mirror and smile. And I know that
smile. There you go.
I know that there is a gap between somebody that isn't getting what they want and just saying to them, just be happy and it'll all come to you, right? There's a gap there.
Yeah.
The idea is, if you have enough faith to believe in a man that existed thousands of years ago and go to church, right, every Sunday, or you have enough faith to believe in a book that was written thousands of years ago, let it be the Bible, the Kabbalah, the Quran, the whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. You need to have enough faith in yourself to create anything that you want. If you have enough faith to believe in something that's written in a book 2,000 years ago,
right,
then why don't you have enough faith to put in yourself
to be happy
right now? Right now. Take a leap of faith.
Leap of faith.
I'm asking you to take a leap of faith. Take a leap of faith in yourself. Take a leap of faith in your ability to create. Take a leap of faith in the power of your thoughts.
Power of your thoughts. Create that positive thinking. David, yes. Yes.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you. You know, talking about this actually makes me feel a lot better.
Good. I'm happy. Glad. That's the whole point of the show.
It feels, you know,
Dave's Good Vibration Station.
I feel a lot lighter, you know.
Raising
I feel
your vibrations.
I feel like this show just, you know, letting out what I really do think about my issues and what I'm dealing with. It really feels like we've taken about 1,000 pounds off my shoulders. I feel really confident.
Well, I feel blessed to have taken 1,000 pounds off your shoulders. Well, no, you took 1,000 pounds off your shoulders.
Hey, man, I have a big smile on my face right now.
That's all.
How
that matters,
big is it,
brother?
David? How big
it's
is it?
Such a big smile.
It's a big
Josh.
Smile.
Such a big smile. Wow. So the idea is, though, folks, is understanding, right, that it really comes down to you.
It does.
Today's episode is about not losing yourself for somebody else, right?
Right.
Finding that inner power, finding that inner creation. What I'm saying to you guys, take a leap of faith. Understand that if there's something in your life that you say that you want and you don't have it, it's a product of something that you are offering. It's because you keep reassuring yourself that you don't have it. Take a leap of faith. Turn it around. Be happy before it comes into your life. Be excited knowing that it's on its way into your life and that every single moment is all right. It's okay if it doesn't manifest right now. Yes. It's in my vortex and it is in the process of manifesting.
Yes.
That's just the point that I'm getting
Don't
to.
Worry. Be happy, guys. Don't worry. Be happy. Come on. Sing that.
Absolutely, guys. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett.
Great show today.
We got co-host J Money Pyro.
What's up, guys? Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
I wanted to send my unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter to all of our brothers and sisters on this planet and in the stars listening.
God bless.
Thank you guys. Always spreading a positive intention, and we're here to raise your vibration. vibration. Love you guys.
Bye, guys.
No, I never die. There's no opposite to life. It's all one.